course, broke out, and Sydney, being in Sydney, you knew there was a war on, and the children were going to be taken away to the country. My mother could take the children, but not her own. So she decided, no, that wasn't going to happen. So she packed us up, and I've thought about it in later years, not when I was young, having to pack up five children, get rid of all that was left in the house, get us on the train to Horsham in Victoria, country town in the Wimmera. We arrived there and stopped with her school friend and her husband on a farm. And we stopped there for about a month until my mother got a house in Horsham. And then we moved in, and I guess she had to get beds and, yes, everything that we needed.
At that stage of your life, how did you feel, and what were your views on the war? Like, was it exciting? Was it scary? How did you feel?
Exciting for us. We would hear about it on their radio. We would listen to the radio and get all the British English news. But that was essential in our household. And it was a very old radio. We had to bang it on the top to get the valves going. But we would all sit round and hear the English news. And I guess partly exciting when the troop trains came through, we would go to the station and my mother would make cakes, as most women did for the soldiers, and I knitted socks for the soldiers. So we'd take the socks up and give them to them on the train. They were returning home off a ship going to whatever place they were going to, Western Australia, I think. So, yes, partly to us at that age of 15, things were exciting, put it that way, for us. We had Americans come and be just outside of Horsham, which our mother said we mustn't speak to. Really? Yes, oh yes, the Americans, and it was exciting for us. I remember talking, I was working then in G.J. Coles, they were then, in Horsham, and they would come in and, of course, always want to give you the change. They didn't want to take the change. We couldn't do that. But it was exciting on their part to be able to talk to an American when you were that age, quite, yes. But that's as far as it went, as far as, being in touch. But a lot of girls, of course, married them. Some worked out successful. Some, once they returned, never heard. So there was disappointments. And so I then worked in the office and absolutely loved working, yes, my job. And, of course, it was to bring home money to give my mother. We only kept a little bit to go to a dance. And the money went back to my mum to help her because there was no pension for women in those days. They had to go to work. We took in boarders at one stage and that was fun, but not much fun for my mother because it was extra work. And my sisters, my older sister was working by then, so there was two of us working, and the other three, my sisters and brother, were at school. Happy days, though. We used to go to the church hall to learn to dance. And
what was that like?
Oh, fun, yes.
Any funny stories there?
Don't think so. I loved it because I loved dancing and it was really good fun with all our mothers sitting around the hall knitting while we learned to dance. It didn't get up to much mischief at all. But to me it was good fun and I thoroughly enjoyed it. So then I was able to go to dances with my sister because she was a year older, so I was lucky. I was able to go with her. So my life of growing up then was, yes, the war was on, but in Horsham it didn't touch you much. We're in the country, you really didn't know there was a, we were too far away, yes. But there was rationing, of course. We had sugar rationing and butter rationing, clothing coupons. We had to save them up if we wanted to buy something. Butter, sugar, I don't think it was tea, butter, sugar. I think that was the only two we had in way of, and then clothing coupons, yes. So growing up to me was wonderful, working, going to dances, and then with friends, a group of us from work, we'd ride our bikes out to Green Lake, back again. By that time we were so hot, we went for a swim. But that was our lifestyle of playing tennis, or trying to play tennis, me, because I couldn't see far enough.
What were some of the other things you'd do to entertain yourself?
Knitting. All the girls, if they were boarding there, everybody would be knitting. And I used to knit for people and charge them. I used to do that. And, oh, yes, and I was an usherette at the theatre. Now, that was considered quite a nice job. It was, we wore long frocks. And we took everybody to their seat in the theatre, under this finding your own, fumbling over the darkness. And that was very enjoyable, yeah. And we got paid for it. So,
and can you remember some of the movies that were on at that time while you were working there?
It'd be Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers. It would have been when I was, let me think about that, 15 and a half. And I am now at 94, so 1943, yeah, the war was on.
43?
Yes. Riding out, working, and I guess it's the things you love doing that you perhaps remember most. Wonderful time in my life, I think, that if everybody had as happy a time as I did, you know. And I think in that era we did. There was not much to do as far as entertainment. You entertained yourself. And when we had parties, somebody would play the piano if you had one, and you'd sing, you know, we'd all get round and sing. Or as I said, we'd all sit round. If it was girls boarding, everybody'd sit round knitting. We'd listen to the news. And the cricket. And we used to love it because when the cricket was on and it was a duck, they would have a little duck coming across the screen. They have different signals for the going out in cricket. Not that I was a cricket fan, but that's what we watched because everybody could listen to it. Another one, Singing in the Rain, that'd be another movie that we would have watched too.
How many times have you seen that movie now?
Yes, about 10, 12 times. It was one of my favourites. I've still got it on. I haven't swiped it off. It was on. So every now and again, if I can't find anything and want something lively, I put it on. And it's very bright and happy.
I'm going to put you on the spot here.
Yes.
You just mentioned that one of the things you would do is, if there was a piano in a certain house, etc., that you'd get around the piano and sing a song, like sing a song as a group. Can you remember any of those songs that you used to sing, and can you maybe give me a line or two of one of those songs?
Knees Up Mother Brown, that was one, and it's all the war songs we sang. Vera Lynn songs. Vera Lynn.